I am tired of arguing with you about where he is and where he's not. He's not back. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta, what's going on? We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
I'm talking about Spencer Strider. Guys, Braves country. He's not had a quality start yet. He's pitched three times this season, and I know he's coming off the injury, but last night everybody's like, well, he was better. Better than what? His record was 8-0 with a 2.06 ERA in the regular season versus the Phillies. He didn't look like that guy. And so for me, when we talk about where the Braves are, Mike, and what happened last night, we know we can talk about the offense, and we will. The Strider thing, look, let's just call a spade, guys. He's not back. He's not where we need him to be, and it's okay. If he looked better, so be it. But, Mike, his velo is still His velo is still not where it needs to be because Strider's not 100%. Can we own that for a second?
It's going to take a minute, and this was the debate, and we've talked about this with Grant. Grant will join us later today in the 5 o'clock hour. You're not punching 99 and 100, so how do you adjust? I mean, if you're going to throw it, you know, 95, 96, you got to be really pinpoint with the accuracy. Because major league hitters can tee off on that. So, and last night, if you didn't watch the game, you know, the slider, he got some swing and miss, but most of the time the slider was all over the place. So, he's always going to have to, and John Smoltz and Glavine, all the Braves, you know, Maddux, they've all come along and said, one time or another, you've got to evolve as a starting pitcher. Sometimes it's out of necessity because you just get older. Sometimes it's injury. But, I mean, he's just going to have to get better. But the speed, we have to get used to. He's never going to be overpowering guys the way he used to. So, and he's got to figure that out.
No doubt. And look, I said this to one of our listeners. You can follow us. Follow Mike at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. I said, we all love Strider. We do. When we saw Strider as he was making his way and coming up, we all knew he's different. But the injury has played a role. And now after three starts, he's 0-3. And the fact that he hit Bryce Harper, which we'll talk about in a second, was not even a factor in the overall performance. Guys, when you're going 4 2/3, and that's what he's done the last two outings, you're not back to where you were. He was dominating this Phillies team during the regular season, and that's why everybody said going into last night, Mike, we left the show. I said, I need him to be really good tonight. Let's see what happens. Now, the other side of this is Mike Bell. Matt Olson. Mike Bell.
Well, I've been on this one for a while, and I went round and round last week before I went on vacay up to Indy, talking to a guy who's like throwing all the stats at me and everything. And I said, you know, you're looking at the numbers. Can we just all agree that 2023 was like the stars aligning, and that's never going to happen again for this team? And that was an aberration, and that's not what we are. Okay, so if you take, yes, if you want to add Matt Olson's last year and 23, then he's a really good hitter. But if you take it since 23, he's average and he ain't worth the contract. He's the most unclutched player I've ever seen. All right, when I was a kid, I don't know who your Braves guy would be, but when I was a kid, I grew up in New York, it was Daryl Strawberry.
Okay.
Daryl Strawberry was the king of the nobody on home run. But, you know, the two out home run when the game was down 4 runs. That's Matt Olson. Matt Olson is so on clutch. Okay, last night, 2 nights in a row. Can you do something for me? No. The night before, ground out to the pitcher. Last night, flailing at one pitch. He had a 2-1 count, and then he strikes out some high cheese. Matt Olson is so on clutch. And that's why everyone, for those who don't get it, are chirping about, man, we should have given Freddie the 6-year.
Here's the deal last night. Bases loaded, 2 outs in the 5th. Here's our opportunity. And you have the guy at the plate that you absolutely want in those situations. This is why we went out and got Matt Olson for the production Mike's talking about. He strikes out. So, the bottom line is we had opportunities, 5 hits. Guys that got hits last night, Acuna, Riley, Ozuna, Albies, Harris. But we didn't score because we left 10 guys on base. So, when you have these opportunities, okay, and we said this is a big series, by the way, with the Phillies. This is a big series. They go up 9.5 games last night because it's a full game. It's not half a game.
Right.
And so we said, if you go up there and get swept, all of a sudden they're going to come home and you're going to be looking at 11 and a half out. That's 12 games. And we're not even in the June yet. So this was our concern. And last night was just the microcosm of what Mike and I have been talking about the entire season. Are we just a 500 team? Is this where we're going to be? Because these are the examples, Mike. It played out again last night.
We just don't hit. We don't hit clutch. You know, and again, I don't know what you expect Alex. They don't let Alex. It's not like Alex can trade this offseason for a star. Okay, the closest we came to was Jurickson Profar coming off a career season. Now we found out it was because of better living through chemistry. So we get him for we get him for 80 games, and then even if he rakes, we don't have him for the postseason. So this is where we're living. We're living with hoping Verdugo can get hot and stay hot. You know, we're hoping that Nick Allen can get things cooking. And he's coming back to earth now. So it's just, this is a very frustrating team to watch because they're just not clutch. The only thing you could hang your hat on right now, you mentioned it, Ozzie's continuing the hit streak.
He is. 404-726-0929. Now, here's the other side of this as the Braves continue their series tonight if it doesn't get rained out. So last night, Bryce Harper gets hit. And
two years too late for me.
Tell me about it. But he gets hit. He goes down. My arm. You would have thought his arm was falling off. Now, right. I'm not telling you it done hurt, but they take him back. He goes and gets the x-rays. They're negative. It's a bruise. I get it. Bruises hurt. But Strider's just coming back from the injury, Philly fans. And I'm on in Philly, Mike, on the weekends. I got to tell you, sometimes they get outrageous. And the idea today in Philly is we want payback. They're in first place, right? They're rolling. They're playing really good baseball. I mean, the Phillies right now.
So they're going to throw it at Ronald's elbow tonight?
Well, now the fans are saying, well, hey, we need to get back, and it better be Acuña. Are you serious?
First off, you got a pitcher in Strider who doesn't know where he's going with the baseball right now, okay? I'm sorry. Everybody in Philly's a moron. Sorry, John Kincaid. They're nitwits up there. Okay, so that's crazy talk. When we needed to hit the guy was after Arcia hit the home run, was staring down Arcia. That's what we needed. If he was going to send a message the way that everybody and their uncle has sent messages by plunking Ronald Acuña from Don Mattingly to Schilt, the manager of the Padres, formerly of the Cardinals, this is when we needed to respond. This was an accident.
This is not intentional.
Strider just doesn't know where the ball's going right now.
Yeah, and the Phillies, by the way, have won 10 of their last 11. I mean, it's like you guys are rolling. This is why you've jumped out in front of this division. And as I said on social media, stick to playing baseball. Mike Bell, I wish they would hit Acuña. I'm telling you right now, if we don't brawl, because this was completely unintentional. This does not have any indication or implications on a playoff run. The series is not on the line. To Mike's point, you're not trying to shift momentum. They're in control. They'd be silly to do this, but the fans up there are like, oh, we want payback. We better hit Acuña tonight.
Well, you know what? I mean, I know that there's some guys who get this, and we live in this world that's so, non-confrontational right now. I don't know why you guys are so argumentative. Why would you throw at someone? Well, I'll tell you what. If they throw at Acuña, let's come out of the top step and let's kick some ass.
Period.
Because this team needs a shot in the arm.
Period.
They need a punch in the stomach.
That's it.
And maybe Snicker will sleep through that like he slept through not running out the ball to the wall.
You had to remind us of that.
So let's just go and get on with our lives. But sometimes, guys, okay, nerds, okay, wimpies, you guys, you couture's, let me tell you how it works. Sometimes you need a shot in the arm. Sometimes you need a spark.
I wish they would hit Acuña.
Let's hit Acuña and let's have a good old-fashioned Donnybrook.
Let's go!
And by the way, nothing ever happens in these things anyway, but let's get out there and scream and yell and somebody do something, okay? And let's have something. Maybe, just maybe, can give us a spark.
They better respond if, in fact, that happens, because this was completely unintentional. And Acuña's just coming off this injury. I wish y'all would try to hit it, Ronald.
Right.
I tell you right now.
I mean,
now.
We should have brought with the Cardinals back, was that 19?
19.
Right? I mean, there's a lot of situations here. We should have brawled with the Marlins about 6 times.
Easily.
Or not even that. Just somebody go in the dugout and beat the crap out of Don Mattingly, who was ordering these things.
That was personal.
Yes.
So this is why, if you don't know the history of Ronald being hit and our team, for whatever reason, Freddie, not responding, okay? And I'm not putting it on one guy. But the one time that he does get hit, I will say this. Snit was the first guy out of the dugout. You know, then came EY. Here comes Washington. They're the old guys were running out before the actual players were.
Right.
We've had this discussion. My point is this, and I'm not going to spend this show on Philly fans.
Right.
All I'm saying is there's a lot of popping off going on up there about, we want payback. You idiots are first place. If we were 9.5 games in front, Mike, I wouldn't give a damn about hitting anybody tonight. I wouldn't care. I'd be like, let's go play a game, win the series, and come on back home. That's silly. But if it happens, we're just warning you now. And by the way, if this game gets rained out, it doesn't mean that it won't happen in the next game. 404-726-0929. What else is going on? Well, we got a lot to talk about because our Falcons continue OTAs. There are reports out there. Mike and I talked about yesterday about Pitts not being right there. The reports are that he was there. He just wasn't on the field. And, Mike, he is dealing with some kind of foot issue.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Case closed. Because, again, we make a federal case when it warranted it. The guy's not 100% and can't be out there, but he was there. Because if he was 100% and wasn't there, that's the issue. But he wasn't, and so we're all good.
All good.
Like it never happened.
So we'll let you hear from Michael Penix Jr. Darnell Mooney also coming up a little bit later on the show. More from the SEC meeting, should I say, down in Florida. Kirby Smart talking about some really interesting stuff. And also more with what Greg Sankey had to say. Today, by the way, Josh Brooks, the AD of the Georgia Bulldogs, is going to speak down there. And we're going to have a chance to talk to one of the guys we really enjoy talking with. Mike Griffith is going to join us from Dog Nation. We had to push him up a little bit. He was going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to actually talk to him around 3:40 today because, again, Josh Brooks is speaking at around 4 o'clock. We will keep you updated on what Josh says here as well. We're coming back. Both series are over now. It's Dukes and Bell.